Bob the Puppet.
Yeah, hello, it's Andrew here.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good. Johnny's actually going to be on the call, but he's my patient call. He's on now.
Sorry, can you say that again?
I said Johnny's actually on now, but he's like going to be in a minute.
Okay, all right.
So he's gonna be on with us.
Okay.
Cool.
So did you want to start later, or do you want to do it now? And then he joined.
Yeah. We'll just chit chat for a couple minutes here while we're waiting on him.
Okay.
How's the house shopping going?
Yeah. All right, man. It's going well. It's going well. And yeah, like I apologize if it drops out. You know. But we're just driving in some sort of small Connecticut suburbs, I guess. I don't know. What do you call these, Jamie?
Like Merritt.
What's Trumbull? Like, is that a suburb or a town?
It's a town off of the Merritt.
Okay, it's a town off of the Merritt.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I got the same problem. I mean, we're out where I live. I mean, I could drop it at any time because I live, like, you know, 50 minutes east of downtown Dallas in a town of about 3,000 people, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's not good. So your daughter's birthday went well? And
it went great. You know, got her a Sony laptop and iPod Touch and some clothes, so
yeah,
she was happy.
She'd be loving you, mate. She'd be loving you. there's some cool presents right there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get that when I was 15. Of course, they didn't have all the technology, but still, I mean, that was, you know.
No, you, yeah.
Can't complain.
No, exactly not. Exactly not. You're looking after her. So, yeah. How's your day been?
Been a little slow. I'm trying to, I'm trying to get approved for that house, and they haven't called me back with my approval letter yet, so.
Yeah. Yes. It can be a frustrating experience doing all that sort of stuff. So. Yeah, it's never a fun experience, but I'm sure it will go fine.
Yeah, there is one other bid on the property, but I think I have a better bid on it, so.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm sure you'd be fine, man. And you know, worst case is there's always another one. There's always hundreds of others, too, you know, that will come up.
I actually found another one, but I don't know if there's any bids on it, but it's a little bit more, but it's basically the same footage, and you know, it has the pull out back and all that good stuff.
Okay. That could be nice. But particularly with the weather you have there in Texas.
Yeah.
So it's
$10,000 more, but you know, if the other deal falls through, then we'll probably bid on that one.
Sure. Yeah. That's only a day's work for you, mate.
You're right.
that's all good.
Maybe just a little more.
Yeah. No, that's all good, man. You start not worrying about the tens of thousands too much.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. No, that's good, man. And so you have put in an offer, and you're just waiting for your finance. To hear back from that, and then, you know, whether the offer's accepted, or what usually happens?
Yeah, pretty much, they did my credit, and my credit's good, and I submitted all my, you know, tax information, things like that. They're just basically right now trying to find, basically my broker's trying to find a lender for the loan.
Okay.
They're gonna send offers to, you know, several people, and then they'll come back, and then the broker, I guess, will pick the best one. I don't know.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. And your girlfriend likes it, the place?
Oh yeah, yeah, she loves it.
Cool.
Well, I mean, if we get this one that we're bidding on, then I mean, it's pretty amazing. The guy spent a lot of time in his backyard, you know, with a pool and the hot tub and the second story deck and all that stuff. He looks like he spent quite a bit of money on that area.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you just get to come in and enjoy it.
Yeah, a little bit of paint, and a little bit of updating in the kitchen, and then it will be done. Yeah.
That's nice, so, man.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. It's a real nice area too, and it's in the suburbs where I can actually get a signal.
Wow, that's a bonus too.
I'll actually get broadband from the AT&T connection instead of using like a satellite connection.
Oh, cool. So you live on dial-up where you are?
Well, I've got a. Have you heard of HughesNet?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Well, HughesNet's like a satellite service. It looks like a dish, you know, like when you get dish
on
TV.
Yep.
And my signal's off the satellite. It's not a bad speed, but it's definitely not, you know, your regular broadband connection that you have in the city.
Wow. Good.
Yeah.
That's kind of ghetto.
Yeah. So I'm either using that, or I have an AT&T card, which actually when it's got good signal, it's really fast.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no, that's the one you were using in the room, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a good card.
Cool.
No, I just got a message from Johnny. He says he's calling in right now.
Okay, cool.
So we'll be able to get underway here shortly.
Yeah, no worries, man, no worries. No problem at all.
What's Jamie up to today?
Sorry?
I said, what's Jamie up to today?
Oh, we're just driving around in his car looking at houses. He's showing, you know, had a look at a really nice one that he's going to let me come over and live in for free. 6 months of the year in the guest wing, and if I live in the guest wing, I'll never have to see him too, which is better still, you know. So we're just looking at some houses. Yeah, I'm apparently a hater, as Jamie would put it.
Right.
Not showing Jamie enough love. Feeling left out. Apparently I'm talking shit. But he did say, well, maybe it was 12 months I could come over and stay. Maybe not 6. Yeah. it was a nice place. So, you know, it was only $10 million. And I said, look, don't worry about it, mate. You can, you make that in a week. And he agreed, and, you know, wrote out a check, didn't you? And even gave the guy, you know, a $500 tip, and I thought, gee, that's generous. is that how you roll here?
What's going on?
Apparently, in Australia, we'd call it shit dribbling.
You call it what?
We'd call it shit dribbling.
Uh-huh.
But,
Is that the one?
No. Oh, my God.
Retarded.
Are you there, man?
Yeah. So, so I never got a hold of a deal. I guess he's still sleeping.
Sure. Keep taking notes of that day. We're at this house that Jamie's looking at. It is insane. That's the one. Taking a photo of it. Yeah?
So is Jamie, like, going to get another place for real?
Yeah. We're looking at a place here in Connecticut. Looking at some places here. Very nice. Just
well, the place is...
Can you take one for your iPhone, too?
It's a lot.
Oh, sorry. Massive houses.
That place you showed me online was awesome. It was, like, $6 million or something?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we're not looking at those ones. But, we're looking at the other ones in Connecticut. Yeah, as Jamie says, ones that we can actually buy. So, no, we're not looking at those ones. Well, I mean, I should say Jamie's not looking at those ones.
These are like 1.4.
Well, these are about $1.4 million that he's looking at.
Johnny, are you on?
No, I just like listening to the sultry voice of Mr. X.
Cool. So pretty. I like it.
Sweet, hey, we actually got everybody on.
Yeah. How you going, Johnny?
Hey, what's going on? How was the rest of your time over doing your stuff?
Good, man. Good. Still working, but and actually out looking at some places with good old Jamie. So.
Okay, here we go.
Well, guys, I wasn't able to get a deal on the call. I guess he's decided to still nap a little bit.
Yeah, he's probably sleeping. You know, that seems to be all he does.
Yeah, still trying to recover from NYC.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
We were out a little bit. Yeah, there's a couple late, one or two late evenings.
Sweet.
Well, y'all guys about ready to get done, get started?
Yeah, and sorry guys. Yeah, look, if it breaks up or cuts out, I apologize. We're just
yeah,
in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, same here. So, Johnny, if you hear me, just stop talking. Just go ahead and start doing the MC for me.
Cool.
Okay.
I think I can totally handle that.
Yeah. So you might be talking to yourself, Johnny, but I'm sure you'll be more than capable of all of that.
Oh yeah, man, that's what I do. It's how we roll.
Awesome.
Okay, I'll get everything started. For anyone who doesn't know me that's going to be listening in on this call, my name is Bobby Walker, and myself and Jill Chowder run a couple of businesses online. And we also have a number one ClickBank product called Max Oracle Control. And today I'm joined on the call with Johnny Andrews of Guru Assassin Money Siphon System and also Andrew X of My ClickBank Business. So, on today's call, it's going to be about my ClickBank business, and we just want to start off with a series of questions. And first, I want to ask y'all guys, how did you like NYC?
It was awesome.
Man,
oh my God.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. Lots of fun. And thanks, guys, for having me on the call. It's great here for everyone that doesn't know. I really, really appreciate you having me on the call. And for me, New York City was fantastic. Philly summer was really good, and getting to hang out with you guys was lots of fun, to say the least.
Oh,
but
yeah, we had some good times, but I got to tell you, one of my favorite moments was getting my picture taken with this homeless dude that had the funniest signs I'd ever seen in my life. They're on my freaking Facebook page. Oh, my God, talk about truth in advertising. It was super cool.
And what did it say, Johnny?
Hold on a second. I will find one of those things for you, and I will read it to you, and you will laugh uncontrollably until you vomit.
Awesome. it sounds like fun.
Yeah, I think probably Adil had the most fun out of all of us. What do you think?
Yeah, look, Adil certainly looked like he was having a good time. So, yeah, a few wild nights there with Adil. Poor bloke. I think he's still sleeping at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Hey, Johnny, I got a question for you. What was your first impression of Andrew when you met him in New York?
My first impression of Andrew, that is kind of difficult. I'm not actually sure. that's crazy. I just was like, wow, he's a normal dude.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I was like, wow, he's a totally normal, down-to-earth guy. I was expecting, anyone who has that goes by, the name X, you would think is going to be like, something out of a slasher movie. But no, he's cool.
Yeah, thanks for that, Johnny. I appreciate that. I'm glad I'm just an ordinary bloke.
There you go. Indeed.
What'd you think about the little Vegemite taste test we all did?
Dude, I still want you all dead for that. That was awful and rude. Seriously, anyone that listens to this, run the other way if anyone offers you freaking Vegemite.
Nah, come on. It was fantastic, and you all loved it. I mean, let's be honest here. So those that are listening that aren't aware, essentially, I was chatting to Bobby and said, look, I'm going to bring you some Vegemite. Now, those that don't know what Vegemite is, essentially it's a very famous Australian spread. It's actually made by Kraft, and so you eat it with toast and so on. And so I said, look, I'll bring you some Vegemite, and sure enough, brought it along, and, found some in New York, which was, hard enough. But, brought it along, and these guys all took a taste, and Johnny absolutely loved it. He demanded more. So I said, look, next time, look, instead of giving you some commissions, I'll just send you boxes of Vegemite. And he was loving that. What wasn't he, Bobby?
Dude, that thing sucked my soul out of my tongue. It was disgusting. Oh, I found the picture. Here you go. This is it. This is the highlight of my trip right here. Dude's holding a sign. It says, Need money to get drunk so the two women can take me home and molest me. Donations accepted. I'm like, oh my God. Totally gave the guy money. I'm like, there you go. That's the greatest thing ever.
Wow.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And, you know, it's all about marketing, I guess, making people laugh.
Exactly.
Absolute truth in advertising, and get your Vegemite out of my face. I cried myself to sleep. I literally rocked myself like a small baby that night.
I don't want any more.
Extract.
Hey, what would you think about? What you think about a little Vegemite as an interrogation tactic?
Oh man, all you'd have to do, seriously, is like you tape me down. Gotta pull your finger in.
I think it would be even better if you dumped a few pounds of salt on top of it too. That would be even better.
Dude, I want you to check the sodium content in that because I think that might have been saltier than salt.
Saltier than salt.
Probably has a higher sodium content than salt.
Awesome. I'll certainly do that. But I just love the label on the front of the jar, which says, you know, basically warning, yeast extract.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I just had like that little bitty taste on the end of that sort of, you know, the coffee stir straw, and it revolutionized the way that I think about bad food.
Cool. And apart from that, you guys both had fun in New York?
Oh, yeah, I had a blast, man. That's probably some of the best times I've had in years.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those trips are like, they're always fantastic. I am ridiculously excited every time I go out and try to do something like that because it's awesome.
Cool. Yes. No, it was certainly a lot of fun.
Okay, cool, guys. If y'all are ready, we'll get started. I think we're probably bored everybody long enough.
Totally cool. Do your thing.
So, Andrew, how, I guess, for starters, I mean, how did you get started in internet marketing?
Oh, goodness. Look, I promise not to bore you too long, but essentially, I got started quite a few years ago, actually, when I was a teenager. That's quite a few years ago now, but selling on eBay and, you know, was selling stuff, you know, doing pretty well on there. You know, I got to, I think it was Silver Power Seller level, which, you know, I mean, I was doing, I think it was about $6,000 or, you know, just above that in sales a month. And, you know, a month. And it was going all right, but, you know, I just got a bit tired of the shipping and handling. And, you know, I started, you know, getting, you know, stumbled across affiliate marketing, really, and just got started that way. You know, started promoting, you know, some ClickBank products, and that's where I started, and started promoting them through eBay and, you know, through my list of customers that I'd acquired on eBay. You know, I found some related products with the niche markets I was selling on eBay and, you know, got started that way, really.
Yeah, that's cool. So, I mean, at that time, you were able to do digital products on eBay. They no longer allow that, is that right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can still, you know, you can still do it. It's just a whole lot harder now. Yeah. You know, well, they make you send out a CD, right? Whereas back then, you had it all automated, right? So as soon as you, you know, made the sale, the product was delivered, which was just brilliant. But, I mean, I was just basically selling the products for, you know, very low, you know, for, you know, 99 cents just to get mass volume and to build a customer list and make sort of, you know, the money in the back end, which is what we, you know, still do today.
Sure. Well, that was pretty cool that you were able to, you were aware of that early on, even right out of the eBay business of building the list, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these are customers which I knew had PayPal accounts at least. And, you know, I'd you know, do it that way. And, you know, when people would buy, you know, some of my physical products, you know, you'd send them some bonus e-books via email. And, you know, it worked well because, you know, on eBay, a lot of these people are interested in buying, you know, so I think one of the most successful products I promoted very early on was Sale Who, which is a wholesale directory, and it's still on ClickBank today and a very popular product.
And that would give people, you know, places to go buy and stuff, to go buy stuff wholesale, which, you know, works very well on eBay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you still see their gravity around about the same as it's always been for, you know, quite a while now, so.
Ah, exactly. And, I mean, if you've ever looked at the product, it's a phenomenal product as well, you know. So it's certainly worth it.
Exactly. So what are, for people who may not know who you are, what are, like, some of your past products that you may be known for?
From the affiliate marketing days, you know, when I stopped selling as much as I was selling on eBay, I moved into pay-per-click marketing, and, you know, after I stumbled across the affiliate side of things, because, you know, the eBay wasn't getting the volume I wanted, so essentially, you know, I started promoting on Google and Yahoo, and, you know, got really into the pay-per-click and, you know, started doing some great sales and volume that way. So, you know, after doing that for, you know, quite some time and, you know, having some real good success, I, you know, teamed up with a partner of mine, a JV partner back then, called Stephen Lee Jones, and we released, he's actually in the UK, and we released a few products together. Now, the first one was actually a product called Google Magic Formula, and essentially what that was a pay-per-click guide. I basically gave some of my advanced strategies and stuff that was working for me really well in that. And then we released another, you know, guide called Google Massacre. And then after that, we finished off our Google range with Google Ambush, which was basically a product built for affiliate marketers. And pay-per-click marketers, so we combined the two and gave them everything they needed in the one membership. So that was more a software thing, and, you know, it still sells, you know, very well today.
That was actually a good problem. I'm sorry to interrupt. That was actually a good problem because you were actually referring sales to my membership site through your software.
Oh, well, fine. Well, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, did that without meaning to. Don't you love those affiliate sales? I think Johnny has an interesting story about that product too. You know, I didn't realize at the time, but he pointed it out to me later.
Totally. It was awesome because I actually, I got in there because I promoted it as well. And it was funny because I was going through some of the videos, and all of a sudden there he is, you know, Andrew's going off on this huge tangent about how my money siphon system is like the thing to promote. I'm like, yeah, who's your day?
I'm
all excited about
that. I know the skeptics out there are thinking that I meant to do that for you, mate, but, you know, in all honesty, I didn't, and, you know, it was doing so well on ClickBank, so, you know, I gave my honest review, and, you know, it had a fantastic gravity, and, you know, there were other indicators there that, you know, made it look like it was a real winner, which it certainly was, and still is today. I know you've released... you know, just had a re-release of it, which, you know, is fantastic and a great success for you. So, you know, it's a great, you know...
The product
will
never die.
Yeah, well, yes, yes.
We were
joking about that, but for anyone listening that wants to, you know, go out and promote a good iron product, then, you know, check that out. So, you know, Johnny, what was that shameless plug? What was the domain name again?
Which one?
The moneysiphonsystem.com.
Oh,
all right, well, I'll plug it for Johnny. Yeah, yeah. check that out, guys, and, it does convert very, very well.
Yeah, it was
exactly.
Actually...
Yeah, you were just going off on that. It's like, here, promote this. I think, yeah, probably, you know, translated into an ocean of sales for me, which is super ninja.
Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome.
I know, I was getting really excited off my few sales that I got. I was getting so excited, I even emailed Andrew and said, hey, man, you're sending me free traffic. How about JV? And, of course, I heard crickets.
You
well,
shouldn't
email me. Come on.
Get him in his hotel room and eat his Vegemite and really stroke his ego, and then he'll, you know.
Look, man, if you eat the Vegemite I bring, then you're a good bloke to me.
Exactly.
that was the test, and you both passed.
Nice.
Now,
well, I think I might have preferred not to, but oh well.
Yeah, I didn't say you passed it without, you know, complaining and whining the whole way, but yeah, you still passed.
Nice.
So what was your last product that it seemed like it was pretty successful for you.
Yeah, I mean, we released a product called Niche Socializer, and it did fantastically well, and we essentially moved away from the Google products. I still believe in them and practice those every day in my business, but we wanted to develop some more software, and we saw a need. We'd basically surveyed our lists to buggery, and they were telling us that they wanted some real assets, because I think that's one thing that lacks in the online world is a lot of people create how-to products, which is great, or software tools, but at the end of the day, in a lot of cases, the member doesn't actually get an asset out of it, and I'm all about business building. Okay, so I treat the online world just like I treat my offline businesses. It is a business, right? So, with Niche Socializer, we gave people effectively three websites or social communities they could go out and build up and create a real solid asset there that they could, one day sell if they wanted to, or, just receive income from on an ongoing basis. So that was a little bit about our last product, which, the doors are closed at the moment. That was our last product.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've been stressing my list lately, and even creating some videos, is that when you really want to be successful online, affiliate marketing is a good tool, but that, to me, it's more of a supplement. If you really want to make the big money, then you need to have your own product. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Because the problem with affiliate marketing is that you don't determine the rules. All right. If you're using pay-per-click or using Facebook to advertise, MySpace to advertise, you're bound by their rules. All right. So, Google can come along and slap you, while you're sleeping, and suddenly you're getting, no traffic to your site. So you're paying, $10 a click for the traffic. And it's the same with, MySpace and Facebook. I mean, these sites are constantly changing their rules. To stop, letting you promote, the way that you're used to. So it's not really a long-term strategy, whereas owning your product, it's your website, you get to create the rules.
Exactly. Hey, Johnny, what about you? Did you see any success in affiliate marketing versus product creation? Like, what was the ratio there? I mean, I know once you started creating your own product, you made big bucks pretty quick, right?
I did really well with the affiliate marketing stuff, but it came down to, because I don't mind the constant change, although it is a constant sea of changing when it comes to Google. I mean, it's almost like, and I'm sure almost everybody's going to, relate to this, it's like you start making money and they're like, oh, no, can't do that, can't be doing that, no, can't be making money, we're going to change everything on you. I actually preferred, so it was almost a personal choice, because I know there's all sorts of ninja dudes out there making scads of cash with, like, the straight-up affiliate thing, and
right.
Which is cool, awesome, good job for them. But I preferred doing it the other way. It's just a matter of personal preference. Like, I, don't like Vegemite, that kind of thing.
Sure. And in my experience, I started probably the first 3 to 6 months of my, affiliate marketing and pay-per-click campaigns just using direct linking. Because, back in those days, you could direct link. Whereas, and for those that are listening that aren't aware, essentially direct linking means I get my ClickBank ID, I get my affiliate link from ClickBank, and I simply, copy and paste that into my Google campaign, and it goes straight off to, the vendor's website, right? So I'm completely bypassing any website I might have. So that's essentially what direct linking is. And I found it, it worked all right back then. It certainly doesn't work anywhere near as well as it did back then now. But, it just wasn't, I wasn't building a list. I wasn't building an asset. I wasn't sending any traffic to my own website, so I was getting no back-end sales. Just all of these problems, all of these lost opportunities, really. So got more into, having your own website. And even if you do affiliate marketing, make sure you're building the list. You've got your back-end offers, and you're treating it like a business, really. That's
totally
the key.
Awesome.
It's
a huge business, and it's dudes out there are amazing. It's all affiliate stuff, but you need, and what blows my mind is that a lot of those guys don't build a list. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I actually started the same way with affiliate marketing. I was making sales, but I wasn't building a list at all. So basically, I just had a, you know, had a business on sand. So, yeah.
And look, for everyone listening right now, if you haven't built a list, you know, here's something, you know, which is somewhat black hat, but essentially all you need to do is log into your ClickBank account. This is assuming you're promoting ClickBank products, right? All you need to do is log into your ClickBank account, you know, use the reporting, go back and find all your past members, right, that you've sent other people, all right? Because in ClickBank and reporting, they'll show you the name of the customer you sent the product you're promoting, right, that, you know, bought through your affiliate link. So you go through there and you get all of their email addresses and all of their names. And then you use a third-party service and, you know, upload them into, you know, that third-party service and then start, you know, promoting to them, and you've suddenly got a customer list. You know, I told one of our affiliates that, you know, we were coaching a while ago to do this, and he went back and he found something like 3,300 members, right? So suddenly he had no list and then went back and did this and had a list of 3,300 members. All right.
Cool.
Now, the reason I said it's black hat is because, you know, essentially you won't, well, you know, technically aren't supposed to use a service like AWeber to do that. All right. So you need to look at another sort of third party email service that will let you sort of import the names and emails without any worries. You know, when he did that, he had a list of 3,300 members that he could then promote to and make a whole lot of back end sales. If he hadn't have done that, you know, would have had no asset whatsoever.
Exactly, man. That was a great tip. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah. Go for it, man. Go for it. It works incredibly well. All you need to do is just log into your ClickBank reporting, have a look at all your past customers, and you'll get their email there. You can even export it into a CSV file. It's brilliant.
That's amazing. I'm going to have to pass that on to my subscribers. Okay, Let's get into what we're talking about today, and it's your new product launch. It's called My ClickBank Business. Can you just kind of give us a brief overview of what it's about?
Sure. Look, essentially, I mean, it carries on from what I've just talked about where, you know, it really is about building an asset. We're trying to create products now that, you know, give our members a true asset and a true online business. So we're, you know, trying to move away from the how-to guides and trying to provide the real sort of business to build from. So what we're doing in My ClickBank Business is, you know, I have quite a number of products on ClickBank in a whole variety of niche markets. So for me, you know, the IM side of things is just, you know, the internet marketing side of things is just, you know, one small part of my business. So I know how successful, you know, you can be when you have products on these marketplaces. And, you know, it's called My ClickBank Business, but really it's you know, it's all it's about is having a product and then putting it on a marketplace such as ClickBank or Pay.com or even using, you know, PayPal if you want, or, you know, having your own affiliate program and merchant like One Shopping Cart, you know, any of those options. But it's, so what we're doing with this product is, with this membership, is giving our members a complete business. So all they need to do is upload to a hosting account and they've suddenly got a product. You know, they've got the sales page, they've got a back-end product, they've got a teaser product, you know, so that when they opt in, you know, they get a product and so on. They've got all the sales copy done, professional graphics, you know, autoresponders, absolutely everything. You know, they've got that instantly. And what we're doing is, you know, we want to give our members choice. So we've got, you know, like 10 different products that members can choose from, okay? So let's say you want to have an internet marketing product. Well, we've got two that you can choose, you know? And essentially, you know, you tell us which product you want. We'll upload it on your hosting, and then you just configure it. And we've got step-by-step videos which actually cover, you know, the whole process from, you know, choosing a domain name, from buying a domain name, choosing your particular, you know, website, or, you know, niche that you're interested in, all the way through to configuring it and getting traffic to your website. And then, you know, we even touch on that. Well, we're covering it in great detail, outsourcing, and we're going to share some of our, you know, the same resources that we use to outsource. And when I talk about outsourcing, I'm not necessarily just talking about, you know, task-by-task outsourcing, which is what you might do at Elance or, you know, some of those freelance sites. I'm talking about actually having and hiring a full-time employee to do all the stuff that you don't want to do, you know, which is always fun because it is a business. I mean, you want to have that as a goal, right? You want to get yourself out of those mundane tasks and have someone else do it for you, right? That's the best part, you know, of having an online business is it's so easy to outsource. And once you know how and you've got a good resource for finding, you know, someone to work for you for, you know, very, very cheap, it's fantastic. And it helps your business grow, you know?
Exactly, yeah. It seems like once I started outsourcing was when I started seeing the revenue jump up. Johnny, did you have that same experience? You probably tried to, like, do everything yourself when you first started?
Oh, my God. Dude, I can't even tell you. Yeah, after the whole TGA thing, it was just too stinking big, and it was like I had to do it. If I had been smarter, I would have done it, you know, before I was born. I just, you know, from the womb would have outsourced. Like, okay, you guys get my clothes, you guys can read the books for me, all that sort of stuff, and, you know, I'll have this dude dress me. But I would have done that, you know, in utero had I known what I know now. And that is, oh my God, yeah, you need to do it. It's insane to not.
Exactly. It's like you hear all the gurus saying it, but you're just like ignoring it for some reason because you think you're going to save a lot more money by not doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the fact of the matter is you can triple the quantity you put out there. But when you can free up your time, that you realize that that's the most valuable freaking resource. And the other thing is, like, the speed of implementation, like, the speed from zero to, oh, my God, I'm making a lot of money, is shrunk down because now you specifically don't have to go out there and learn everything and solve all the problems and run around like a little freaking internet gopher kind of thing and all this stuff. You don't have to do it anymore. You could go and say, minions of the internet fly, scamper to thee that bring forth money, and they're like, rah! And they go and they do that. And then you just sit back and get paid.
Exactly. So basically what Andrew's putting together is something that even goes beyond that, which is just basically doing it for you. Is that right, Andrew? I mean,
yeah. We've basically implemented our very own system that we use in all of our niche products into the product that, you know, our members are going to receive. And, you know, we've done that 10 times over, all right? So, you know, there's 10 products you can choose from. So, you know, you pick a niche that you're interested in. You know, that's probably a good start. But all of them are, you know, hot and well-researched and, you know, we know they can do it great. So all of that hard work's been done for you. You know, essentially you just configure it and you're up and running in no time at all. With a real business here, you know.
So basically what you're telling me is you don't just make your money from doing launches. You're actually in the trenches doing different niches, doing pay-per-click on these niches, doing all the research and, you know, making sure it's something that can be profitable.
Sure. You know, I must admit, my team does most of the research for me. But when it comes to pay-per-click and, niche income streams, really, yeah, I mean, I certainly focus a lot of my business and attention on that. You know, so you got some weird products out there and some strange niches, you know, but it's all good fun at the end of the day, and it's all asset building.
Exactly. Well, I think that's important because, I mean, there's quite a few people online who basically just teach you how to be rich, but they don't actually do it, and it's kind of refreshing to know that you're actually someone who's, you know, who's in these niches now. You're not just making all your money from product launches. You're actually doing the niches and, you know, you're building a real business.
For sure. And, you know, that's what it's about. And, you know, I'm viewing it, you know, long term, you know, so it's the goal just to, you know, have a whole lot of sort of income streams out there which are pretty consistent and reliable that, you know, have nothing to do with IM and all of those, you know, rules and regulations and that game.
Right, exactly.
You know, actually, there's something to point out really quick here because there's when you were talking about that, we're all sitting around and you kind of threw a number out. I'll let you confess that if you so choose, you evil, wicked man, about how many of these things you crank out at any given moment. I'm like, dude! And you're not even touching them.
No.
I mean, I'm doing okay, and I like to think, I'm an action taker. But that was just insane. And mentality, I mean, you kind of like, you know, pumped it full of, like, bull hormones and steroids and stuff, and then giving it the shocker to get it going. But any niche business, I mean, you know, within a realistic level, what were you talking about? Because, I mean, people are always interested in potential income. And whereas, yeah, you know, if you do a launch, you know, $1 million, blah, 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 that takes a long time to journey to that mecca.
Sure.
But with these niche things, kind of like give people an idea, because we were talking about this a little bit, but, like, you know, what's realistic?
Well, I think whenever I go out to create a product, my personal goal is just to have it bring in $100 a day into my ClickBank account. Right, so that's sort of, you know, the front end ClickBank stuff. So, you know, to do that, it might be generating, you know, if it's a 50% commission, around $200 a day in sales, if it's 50%, or, you know, a little bit higher, whatever it is, $280 or $300 a day if it's 70%. So, you know, that's my personal goal, you know, just to start small, and once it's, because I know once it gets there, it's very easy to ramp up and increase. Now, I mean, with all of these businesses, I mean, I truly believe it's quite easy to get a ClickBank product earning $50 a day, right? Now, you know, $50 a day is 7 days a week, so that's $350 a week, which is a, you know, a fantastic income and a fantastic start. You know, it certainly supplements whatever income, you know, you're making outside of the online world. And it's putting you on the right track to, you know, all you need is one more of those products and you're away and can, you know, leave, you know, in most cases, you know, you'd be able to leave your job and focus on this full time if you wished. But yeah, I mean, that's just my personal goal. Very, very simple, just to get it to $100 a day in my ClickBank account. Because I know once I get it there, I can ramp it up. And then there are the back ends, and then there's, you know, you're building a list nonstop. So you're making an affiliate income, and, you know, you might have some back ends which, you know, bring in the offline world and so on. So, yeah, I mean, that's certainly very achievable, and I'm very passionate about that and helping our members achieve that level.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing, I always like to kind of point this out because, you know, a lot of folks who are struggling, that elusive numbers, like, you know, making six figures or finally getting to $100,000, that's only $300 a day. $300 a day is $109,000 a year. That's not hard to do. And that was one of my, you know, my own personal, you know, mental hurdles, let's just call it that for being politically correct, was, you know, trying to believe that that's possible. And all of a sudden it just happens, and you're like, whoa, no way. And, like, how little effort it takes after you just take the stinking action to get the thing done, which it seems that you've kind of already done for them. So
absolutely. Yeah, and there's no reason you have to stop at one product. So, you know, I mean, three sites earning $100 a day is not that hard. So, you know, in some cases, if you've got a, you know, $97 product, there's only a couple of, you know, two sales a day and you're there. So, yeah, I mean, it really is, a lot easier than, you know, a lot of the people on this call probably think. It's just really that the hardest part is just getting started. And, you know, you're talking about before about, you know, pumping out products. I mean, I don't do that myself. It's just, you know, I've got a good team around me, which, you know, I've taught and trained and know exactly how I like my websites. So, you know, I do two things, to be honest, and that's pick the domain name after they've done the research. They'll go away and they'll do the research and come back with a whole list of niches and domain names, and all I'll do is I'll pick the domain name, and then I'll open the ClickBank account, and that's essentially what I do in the process. So you can basically outsource everything. You know, I'm a bit of a, you know, control freak, so I like picking the domain name, but that's about it, really.
Sweet, yeah,
I like how you call that a control freak. You do.
Yeah. I choose
you
the domain.
You hands-on manage you.
That's right, that's right. I'm going to choose the domain, damn it. Yeah. Okay, cool, guys.
I just get a visual about that, you know, like you walking into the room, everyone move aside, I'm going to choose now.
That's right.
You are it. I own you.
No. They enjoy doing the research for me and enjoy me making the decisions.
Cool. Okay, guys, we got about 10 minutes left. So I got a few more questions, and John, if you got anything else, we can get to you as well. Now, everything that you said so far has been great, but I mean, who's really going to be able to do this? I mean, is this a newbie product, or can more experienced marketers also benefit from this business, this ClickBank, my ClickBank business?
Yeah, look, I mean, to be honest, I think everyone can benefit from it, and here's a simple reason. You know, any advanced marketer or internet marketer can just come in, you know, basically get a business up and running, and, you know, all the product creation, all the headaches, you know, all of the time it takes has been done for them. You know, for example, I know you two guys could come in, take one of the IM products, send out a blaster email list, for example, and, you know, you'll make whatever it is, you know, $5,000-$10,000 just very, very quickly, very easily. You know, so that's how advanced marketers can just come in and benefit. You know, all the hard work's been done for them. If you're a newbie, well, you know, like I said, everything's been done for you, so you don't have to go out and you know, find a graphic designer. You don't have to go out and find a copywriter. You don't need to learn the art of copywriting yourself. You know, you don't need to worry about, you know, how you're going to go and create a product in a market you know nothing about. All of those worries and hassles and expenses have been, you know, basically taken away. And we're giving you a business in, you know, a niche of your choosing, you know, basically a silver platter. And then, you know, once you've got the business, we're also going to give you the training, you know, to learn how to go out and get traffic, you know, how to configure your website, you know, and how to, you know, get sales happening. So, you know, I truly believe it is for any, you know, everyone, but the advanced marketers out there would know this. It's just that, you know, I guess the newbies that, you know, because everything's being done for you, it really is very sort of newbie-friendly.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the problem with newbies, too. I mean, you want to do everything, and basically what you're going to end up with is just a product that you can't really promote. You can't try to go out and get JVs because everybody knows it's amateur, and they know you just started. Mm-hmm. So this is a good way for them to, you know, be able to grab a business that looks professional and, you know, and get
exactly.
something with it.
Exactly. Look, these businesses are, you know, built the exact same way my personal businesses are built. Okay? So you're getting my system and my quality in this. So, you know, any JV in the niche is going to be interested in your website and, you know, what it has to offer. Because, you know, you do, as you guys would know, you get a whole lot of JV requests every day. You might, you know, the first thing I do is just have a look at their website. And if it doesn't look professional, you know, I don't even bother, right? But if it looks professional, then, you know, you take a second look. And, you know, you then look into the JV and, you know, hit them back and go from there.
Exactly. Did you have that problem, Johnny, when you first started, when you were trying to do everything yourself, about trying to, you know, get in JVs with anyone?
That was kind of the big, I mean, for a dude who built his business on relationship selling, I certainly did not have what you would call a plethora of relationships when I first got kicking. It was not, people were like, who are you? What do you want? No. And so, yeah, that was kind of a long road to hoe. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, like, the system that you're talking about is so much easier to do it,
right?
Because and the one thing, you know, we probably haven't talked about is that there's so much less competition for traffic.
Mm.
I mean, if you look at the big markets, I mean, sure, there's a lot of money to be made there, and you should, by all means, go there. But what you do is ridiculously cool. It's like, oh, my God, look at this. You just go in there, you... thing for advertising, if you know, you could usually even do SEO or whatever it is, and it's just like, boom, you got this thing cranking, you know, anywhere from 50 to a couple hundred bucks a day, and it's like, all right, cool, how about another one of those? Wow, look at that. And then and
exactly.
So creating $1 million a year business is just a matter of replicating.
Exactly. It's a rinse and repeat process, you know, just in a whole variety of different markets.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, I got a couple more questions. Basically, when does My ClickBank Business launch, and how long will it be available?
Well, great question. We're actually opening doors for the first time this Tuesday, the 18th of August. I think at precisely 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. However, you know, you might want to check out, you know, Bobby's, you know, links or Johnny's links and get on the early bird notification list, because what we usually do is we offer some fantastic bonuses for the first, you know, members that take action. Because, you know, a lot of success is determined by one's ability to actually take action, so we like to reward that. So, yeah, you know, get on that list and get in early, because we will be opening the doors, you know, if you're on that list a little bit earlier than 12. But yeah, that's when we go live, and the doors will only be open. We're not 100% sure when we basically hit a quota, but it's probably going to be, you know, a few days, but sort of no more than 7 days. All right, and then we'll be closing the doors, and then we'll be focusing on our current members and taking good care of them.
Yeah, kind of like you do with Net Socializer. I mean, you open it till you got the members that you need, and then you close it down, and then you just focus on helping them make money.
Exactly. You know, if we help our members be successful, you know, we'll in turn be successful as well. You know, we're always looking out for testimonials, and we do appreciate them when they come in.
Exactly. Johnny, do you have anything to add to this this call before we head out?
No, I'm all good. I the whole process you have here, because it's not just a concept, it's an actual working business model.
Yeah, exactly. It, at the end of the day, it's a business and an asset, so that's what we're all about here, because I know you two guys certainly have them, and so should everyone else that wants to be successful online.
Exactly, I agree. I mean, you know, outsourcing, you know, for a newbie or someone who's just beginning is something that, you know, you may not be able to afford, and the fact that you've just basically took all that hard work and you know, trial and error and eliminated that, now they can just basically grab these, what you would call a business in a box, and start trying to make money immediately with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great, guys. Well, I appreciate, Johnny, I appreciate you being on the call today. I know you were busy with the call.
Yeah.
And, good.
Again, I mean, I had a blast in New York City with y'all guys, and I hope we can, you know, we can get together soon. I know, John, you talked about a little get-together maybe in October.
Indeed, yeah, I'm working on the logistics. Actually, that my third call of the day is to...
Cool.
Awesome. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay, guys. Well, I appreciate everyone being on the call. And again, my ClickBank business launching on Tuesday, August the 18th at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And Andrew said, you need to get in early and get some extra bonuses. And I thank everybody again for being on the call.
Yeah, Lou, thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
Okay. See you later, Andrew. See you later, Johnny.
See you guys.
Oh, bye.
Bye.